My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin lets James the Gate Agent know what Americans do to people that hold people hostage. So listen and enjoy.
Don't even make threats to me, because you're fucking with the wrong motherfucker, James. James, I will get a yak unit over there so fucking quick that your head will spin around. So don't make threats, James. We can handle this like gentlemen. But don't you make a threat, James. I just can't sit for that. And I don't think airpiece...
If you want to handle it like gentlemen,
yes.
You just have to do it in a peaceful way.
That's what... But I can't hear you. But James, airpiece would not want you...
Give me my money.
James.
You understand me?
James.
Now, wait, you want to do it like a gentleman. So I want to do it like a gentleman to you now.
Well, James, when you threaten my friend over there, we're no longer gentlemen.
I can see you don't want to see reasons with me now. Now you want to turn me to a bad person that I helped her initially and you can help her now when she's in need. I don't know what you're saying now. Now I have to give the phone to her so we can talk to her.
Yes.
I don't know because now what I want now is my money because I helped her. I helped her sincerely. When I helped her, I never gave excuses. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
When I helped her, I never gave her excuses. So you don't have to give me excuses.
All right, James. James, we are tracking this phone call. I will have people there very soon, James. So do not get loud or it will not end well for you. You clearly do not know who you're talking to. So you will talk to me like a gentleman and you will talk to my friend Han like a gentleman or this will not end well.
Okay, now I'm talking like a gentleman.
Okay.
What do you want us to do?
What do I want? I need to go to your website and talk to your CEO and understand what's going on. Because I don't understand how you're personally lending her money and then you're threatening to hold her hostage.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I never helped her from my own force. I helped her out of my own kindness. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just got the money because I know, yes, I'm benevolent in nature. I have to give it to her so she could sort one or two things that she told me about.
James, what city are you in, James?
See, I'm not here for these questions. If you want to give me money, you talk to me.
I tell you what, James. I don't want to give you the money because you better not hold her hostage because I got people on the way and they will fucking kill you. So don't fuck around, James. I don't like that. I try to handle this like gentlemen to help my friend, but you're coming across really bad throwing the word hostage out. Do you know what Americans do in hostage situations? We don't negotiate with people who take hostages, James. We fucking put a bullet in their head. I don't want to have to do that. Do you know who I work with? No, you don't, because I'm just another guy on the internet, but I'm a bad motherfucker, James. So don't talk about hostages to my dear good friend Han. I don't like that type of language.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Agent is gone right now. I don't know. He don't want to listen to anything. I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably running away.
It's not running away. I told you. He just helped me. I don't know.
No, you didn't tell me that. No, you didn't tell me that. No, you didn't tell me that, hon. This is a new little twist on the story here. But he's telling me he's going to hold you hostage. Now, we've established you're a ninja and an ass kicker, so how can this little punk hold you hostage?
I don't know. Maybe it's peace. I don't know why. And I don't just have much to say right now. I'm so disappointed and I'm tired. I don't know. I don't just know what to say.
Well, you know, I'm going to do some research on this company Airpeace, all right? Because I'm going
to... told you what it told you was that he doesn't have any website or as in he doesn't have anything concerning the website. He just helped me out of his
No, he said he's the travel agent, hon. You said he's the travel agent. Come on, girl. Let's get the story right. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do a little better. Let's do better.
Oh my God. I don't want to talk much. I don't know. Since you're yelling at me,
I'm trying to help you, hon.
Kids, is it worth the money? Is it really on their end? Is it really worth the money?
Oh my God!
All right, kids, give me some thoughts.
Well, one of the things that I thought was really amusing is because I'm sitting here with the Airpiece website
Is it really? Is there really?
I believe it's a private, like, jet Nigerian company.
Well, it's one of the. It's like it's scrolling different things that they offer, and it goes to Dubai, but it also happens to, wait for it, fly to Accra.
Oh. And remember, they're in Germany.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.